Let's go back to Joe Biden stepping away from the 2024 presidential election. Whoever gets the Democratic nomination will be trying to attract votes to beat Donald Trump in November. But who do voters want to be their president? The BBC spoke to people in Washington, D.C. about Joe Biden's decision to stand down and the possibility that Kamala Harris will be the next Democratic Party candidate.
Like, it makes sense. I'm a Democrat. I think kind of sort of to do whatever it takes to try to beat Trump, just given kind of what he represents and how damaging a Trump presidency could be from my perspective. So, yeah, it just seemed like with all the Biden kind of struggling in the polls and all of that, that it's the kind of move you make when you don't see another choice, essentially.
In my home state, in my area, and the people that I know, we've been adversely affected by President Biden's policies. We're noticing an increase in the price of groceries and fuel and the price of living, and our lives are worse now. Vice President Harris is riding on those coattails, so it's going to be very hard to shake that opinion when we have all witnessed an economic downturn in all of our lives.
Having a little bit of youth would actually go a long way. Ex-President Trump is 78 and our current president's 81. So I actually think that age limit terms should be on the other side as well. You know, all of us, as we get older, you know, obviously natural things start occurring. And so, yeah, a little bit of youth would actually be really welcome.
I'm an executive director of an organization. I know that women can lead, absolutely. I will support her if she is the nominee. I wonder if she would be chosen, and if she's not, does she still get access to the money if she's the vice presidential nominee and someone else is the presidential nominee? I don't know. I think the party needs to think about who can successfully win. And is this country, I'll put it bluntly, is this country ready to elect a black woman to be president over a convicted felon?
People in Washington, D.C. there. U.S. political commentator Larry Donnelly is with us now. Larry, the announcement last night caught many people unaware. It's not really a surprise, though, is it?
No, it's not a surprise. I mean, I think we've all been waiting for when that was going to happen, for when the moment would arrive where the pressure just got too much for Joe Biden, and where he would, look at the polls, take a long, hard look in the mirror, talk to his family, talk to his close confidants, and make the only decision that made sense in this instance.
And that was just it. He caved to the pressure.
Well, I think he caved to political reality. I mean, if you look at the polling data right now, Donald Trump is well ahead in all of the battleground states at the moment. The race was increasingly unwinnable for him. And not only that, up and down the ticket, Democrats were in trouble. And I think they were communicating that to him. So sure, there was pressure, but it was pressure brought on by political reality.
Now, Biden has offered full support to Kamala Harris, and he's called for Democrats to come together to beat Trump. Will that happen?
Well, all the signs right now are that the party is going to relatively quickly coalesce around Harris. A lot of the big movers and shakers in the party have advocated for that. Now, look, it still could happen that we have an open contest. There, you know, another Democrat could put her or his hat into the ring. I note that Gretchen Whitmer hasn't yet endorsed Kamala Harris, but right now it looks like she is the heir apparent. And the vox pops there were actually quite indicative of her strengths and her weaknesses as a candidate.
But Pelosi, Obama, Schumer, they're all still holding back support.
Yes, they are. And look, I think they may have concerns about her electability. The reality is she is, as that Vox Pop said, she is tieable to the Biden administration and the big issue of inflation, as well as that the big issue of immigration. She was appointed to oversee the southern border. She failed miserably at the task. That's not going to stand to her. And what's more, in the states that this is likely to go through, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, her past ties to the Black Lives Matter movement will be highlighted, make no mistake, by Trump and the Republicans. And that is not a vote getter for her there.
Well, cash is king in any presidential campaign. $240 million plus has been raised by the Democrats for the whole party. $91 million of this is earmarked for the Biden-Harris campaign. Is that a factor that the money needs to remain with Harris?
Yeah, I mean, this is why I say she is the most expedient choice. The money flows right to her. She is part of a campaign apparatus that is already up and running. As Brendan Boyle said earlier on the program, assembling a campaign apparatus in a very short space of time is a monumental task. That's why I think for lots of reasons, Harris is going to be the nominee. And I think attention will very soon turn to the key question of who she will choose as her running mate. And in that context, I think she has to be very transactional in her choice. And in my view, the Democrats cannot win the presidency unless they win the state of Pennsylvania. And in that regard, I think that the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, is the best choice she could make.
Larry Donnelly, thanks for joining us this morning.